This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Today is Wednesday, July 14th. What to know about President Biden's push for voting rights and how Republicans say he should really be fighting voter fraud instead. Also, it's expensive out there. A new report shows just how much prices have increased over the last year and where they're rising the most. Plus, an aggressive ransomware group seems to have vanished. There's new momentum behind the idea of a four-day work week, and this year's Emmy nominations are full of shows you can stream. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is using some of his strongest words yet to condemn new voting laws around the U.S. At the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, Biden called the fight against voting restrictions the, quote, most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. Voting issues have become a top priority for both parties this year. Republicans say changes they've pushed in states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas are meant to improve election security. They include new limits on mail-in ballots, more ID requirements, and limited hours at polling sites. Democrats say those changes aren't necessary for security, and they end up making it harder for Americans to vote and get their voices heard. On the federal level, Dems have proposed bills they say will make voting easier instead. They would override new state voting restrictions by expanding early voting and mail-in voting. They would also let people register to vote on the same day as elections and a lot more. But Republicans in Congress are overwhelmingly against those measures because they think it's up to the states to set their own voting laws, and the federal government shouldn't interfere. So the bills have stalled. Well, now the president says he's going to be asking Republicans to stand up and do what he says is right, pass the bills, and fight the restrictions. Biden also promised to help educate voters about the changing laws, register them to vote, and get them out ahead of the midterm elections next year. Remember, Biden's speech came just one day after Democrats in Texas fled their state to avoid voting on new voting restrictions. For now, they're still in Washington, D.C. In fact, they met with Vice President Harris yesterday, who praised their efforts. Back home in Texas, Republicans aren't able to vote on the bill until Democrats get back, but they are also promising not to give up. To be continued. If you've noticed everything you're buying seems more expensive these days, you're certainly not alone. The Labor Department says consumer prices have shot up faster over the past year than in any other time since 2008. They're up almost 5.5%, which is even more than what economists expected. Used cars and trucks are responsible for about a third of the surge. Remember, a global shortage of semiconductor chips means fewer new cars are being made, so a lot more people are seeking out older vehicles instead. But it's not just cars. Food is also more expensive at the grocery store, at restaurants, and even in vending machines. Also, gasoline, clothing, plane tickets, hotels, rent, and of course, home prices are all up. Still, the Federal Reserve says it expects inflation will calm down over the next few months as the economy continues to recover from the pandemic and shortages are solved. Each day, tens of thousands of Americans are still getting sick with COVID-19. For the U.S. as a whole, new data from Johns Hopkins University shows the number of new daily cases has doubled over the past 3 weeks. It's now almost 24,000 a day. Health experts are pointing to the fast-spreading Delta variant, as well as lagging vaccination rates. Some also say big 4th of July celebrations could be to blame. At this point, the nation's largest outbreak is in southwest Missouri and northern Arkansas. There, new cases and hospitalizations are hitting levels not seen since winter. And some hospital doctors say they're seeing patients younger than ever suffering with COVID-19 and very few seniors. So today, the White House is putting some star power behind its vaccination push. 18-year-old pop star Olivia Rodrigo will meet with President Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci today. Together, they'll record videos encouraging young people to get their shots. For the second time in a matter of months, a deadly fire broke out at an Iraqi hospital ward specifically designed to care for COVID-19 patients. This time, at least 92 people died, and all of them suffered severe burns. So far, it's not clear exactly what caused this fire. At one point, authorities said an electric short circuit in a ventilator sparked it. But another official told the AP the fire started when an oxygen cylinder exploded. If this sounds familiar, that's because an oxygen tank exploded in another Iraqi hospital back in April. At least 82 people died that time, and Iraq's health minister resigned over it. Doctors have long complained about lax safety at Iraq's hospitals, and they've described those oxygen tanks as ticking bombs. In this latest case, a hospital cleaner said the ward only had 4 fire extinguishers and no alarm system. Other officials say the ward was built from cheap, flammable materials. The Iraqi government has launched an investigation. Thousands of firefighters are now working together to battle tons of western wildfires. The National Interagency Fire Center says these fires now cover almost 1 million acres of land. That's about 5 times the size of New York City. The largest one is burning in the Fremont-Wyneema National Forest in Oregon. It's not clear yet how it started, but it's already destroyed dozens of buildings, including more than 20 homes, as well as a lot of timber and brush. Other large fires are burning in Washington, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. Fire officials say above average temperatures, high winds, and dry land are all making matters worse. People in the western half of the country could notice a thick layer of smoke in the air, too. It's expected to start moving east later this week. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about Ritual.
Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. Its clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients, including vitamin D3, to help fill gaps in the diet with just 2 daily pills. And they provide those nutrients in forms your body can actually use. No shady extras allowed. Even if I wasn't partnering with Ritual, I would be taking these vitamins. I appreciate that the company is so upfront about exactly what goes in the vitamins and why, and I can take them with or without food with no issues. Ritual's fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. They're also convenient. They're delivered right to my door with free shipping each month. Of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And get this, if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy.
The Russian hacker gang responsible for some of the biggest ransomware attacks this year seems to have disappeared. We're talking about R Evil. American intelligence agencies say it was responsible for attacking one of the largest beef producers in the U.S. over Memorial Day weekend. R Evil also took credit for a hack that impacted thousands of businesses around the world over the 4th of July weekend. And just last week, President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the group. Afterward, Biden said he expected the Russian government to put a stop to R Evil, or else the U.S. government would. Well, it looks like someone did just that. Yesterday, R Evil's public website was down. So was its dark web portal and the site victims used to pay ransoms. Since no one has taken credit for taking the sites down, it's not clear whether the outage is temporary or if maybe the group is operating under a different name. It's also not clear what will happen to the data that's already been stolen. Remember, with ransomware attacks, criminal groups hold data hostage until the victim pays a ransom. Well, now victims don't even have the option to pay that ransom, and some could be locked out of their data, perhaps forever. To be continued. You've heard a lot about electric vehicles lately, but how about electric planes? United Airlines is betting battery-powered planes will be ready to fly within the next few years, and they're putting money behind it. United says it'll buy 100 electric planes from a startup called Heart Aerospace. The Swedish company has been working on an electric plane that can hold 19 passengers. It runs on an electric motor and batteries instead of traditional fuel. The aircraft is expected to be ready for commercial flights by 2026, but don't expect cross-country flights anytime soon. The electric plane will only be able to fly about 250 miles at a time. So United says it will just use these smaller planes for shorter regional flights. TikTok is now banning sponsored posts related to finance. The video sharing app says its users are not allowed to share content that's been paid for by investment services, trading platforms, cryptocurrencies, and others. TikTok already bans posts promoting weapons, alcohol companies, and gambling services. Financial services are now on that same list. To be clear, the ban applies only to sponsored content. TikTok users can still post about money and financing if they want, as long as they aren't paid for it. As the Financial Times reports, TikTok may be trying to protect its users against bad financial advice or from getting duped by pyramid schemes. Money is a big topic on TikTok, though. Yahoo Finance says posts about Bitcoin have more than 4 billion views. Videos about investments and the stock market have also garnered billions of views. This year's list of Emmy Award nominations includes a few historic firsts. For example, MJ Rodriguez is up for Best Actress in a Drama for her starring role in the show Pose on FX. That makes her the first transgender performer nominated for a leading role at the Emmys. Also, comedian Bowen Yang is the first Chinese-American man nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his work on Saturday Night Live. HBO and HBO Max led all the Hollywood studios in nominations with 130. Netflix came in a close second with 129. Two shows with the most nominations are Netflix's The Crown and the Star Wars saga The Mandalorian. That's on Disney Plus. The Emmy Awards are scheduled for mid-September. Cedric the Entertainer has signed on as the host. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a word from our sponsor, KiwiCo.
It was so fun receiving our first KiwiCo box for our newborn Dax. To be honest, as first-time parents, we were not sure what we should be doing with him during his awake time or playtime. And KiwiCo made it so easy to engage and entertain him while also knowing we're helping his brain and visual development from day one. Their research-backed crates are delivered monthly and come with all the supplies needed for that month's project or playtime. And we've used the supplies from the first crate every day so far. I appreciate that each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has a focus on STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And KiwiCo is definitely not just for newborns. KiwiCo caters to all different age groups, from babies to even teens. And parents can choose from a variety of topics and subscription lengths. Older kids love getting mail just for them, and it provides hours and hours of screen-free entertainment at home. Plus, right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get your first month free on select crates. Just go to kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's kiwico.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Work Wednesday. The idea of a 4-day work week is gaining traction around the world. More trials have found a shorter work week benefits both the employees and the business. Specifically, Iceland has been testing this theory over the last few years with a variety of workplaces, including hospitals, preschools, and corporate offices. Workers put in about 35 hours per week over 4 days, but they were paid the same amount as before when they were working 5 days. Researchers called the trials an overwhelming success. Workers said they felt healthier and less stressed. They had more time with their families and more time to get non-work related chores done. And in most companies, productivity stayed about the same or even improved, even though workers were putting in fewer hours. Since the trials started, the 4-day work week has become the norm in Iceland. Similar trials are underway in countries like Spain, New Zealand, and Japan. Some American companies have also adopted shorter work weeks too, but here they're still in the minority right now. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.